Lawmakers returned to Albany this week after a scandal-scarred 2018. Hudson Valley State Senator James Skoufis, who will chair the Investigations and Government Operations Committee, plans to put more emphasis on the investigations portion. The Democrat is from the 39th District, formerly held by Republican Bill Larkin. I spoke with him about the committee and more. State Senator James Skoufis says he plans to put more emphasis on the investigations portion as committee chair. In the last session, Hudson Valley Republican Terrence Murphy, who lost his bid for re-election, chaired the committee.
So you have the government operations side, which is sort of the programmatic legislative element of the committee. It's actually a very robust legislative committee. A lot of bills move through it. And so that will more or less continue, although certainly the bills that move or won't move will be different with new membership of the committee. And then, you know, so the investigative side has never really been employed, in my opinion. And so Terrence Murphy, he in the committee, they had a few hearings, especially last year. I think they had one on Indian Point and maybe a couple of others. But even those were not investigations. Those were really just, let's bring some people to us at the committee and bring some cameras and get some media out of it. There was never really, the purpose was never in my mind, looking at what has been done by the investigations committee, has never been to try and get answers to questions that have been unanswered, or to try and find out what was really going on, get to the bottom of issues that ought to have been raising red flags. So this committee will be far more proactive and engaged on the investigation side with me as chair and the new members that are forthcoming. In my opinion, the legislature at large has been really derelict in its duties when it comes to exerting ourselves as a co-equal branch of government. This committee is one way in which we can sort of level that playing field, make sure that agencies are doing their job when there's something fishy that seems to be going on, bring those people to the committee, request documents, get to the bottom of things that, quite frankly, you know, previously had been swept under the rug.
Skoufis is dedicating his own staff to the effort.
On my own staff will be a number of people dedicated to full-time investigative roles. That, to my knowledge, has not happened in a very long time, if ever. So I'm taking this very seriously. I think that this committee should always have been engaged. There are so many questions that are out there that require legislative oversight. And now, at long last, this committee will be exercising its duties and roles to make sure that government is operating the way it should.
Skoufis says Orange County resident and former Brooklyn Assistant District Attorney Michael Mazzarello will be his chief of investigations. There will be another full-time staff member with an investigative role and up to two staffers dedicating part of their time. The Woodbury Orange County resident says areas of interest include things he focused on during 6 years in the assembly.
If reporters and individuals are looking to try and ascertain what issues and where perhaps I'm going to start, you could just look at sort of my public record and public statements in the past 6 years. I'm now going to have the opportunity to look into many of these concerns that I've raised during my time in the assembly. But I can tell you, look, the purview of the committee is quite broad. Really, you have investigative powers vis-a-vis any group, any individual who has dealings with state government. I think there are a lot of unanswered questions on the economic development side of state government, where I think these programs, they do need to be examined, especially when it comes to maybe some of the corrupt practices that the programs and some of the individuals who have been involved with those programs have been caught up with. I think that's certainly something that I've been very outspoken about over the past 6 years is, is there sort of this pay-to-play culture that exists? And even if it's legal, and some of it's illegal, and that is borne out in the past couple of years. But even if it's legal, are there steps that we as a legislature can take to tightening up that economic development system that exists right now to make sure that it's not just illegal, it's not just unethical, but it's also illegal to be doing some of these things. And that's really going to be the purpose of this committee, by the way. We're not just going to investigate and hold hearings for the sake of investigating and holding hearings. At the conclusion of what we look at, we want to be able to come away with some tangible recommendations or reports that hopefully lead to an improvement in practices.
Skoufis notes the committee does not have prosecutorial power. As for other matters, Skoufis speaks to what he believes will be tackled by the new Senate, now with a Democratic majority, including some issues New York Governor Andrew Cuomo raised during his third-term inauguration speech.
For example, the Reproductive Health Act to codify Roe versus Wade, I think will happen fairly quickly out of the gates once we start in session. I feel that there's pretty close consensus on improving our electoral system, voting reform, early voting. I think that's something that will move pretty quickly, and there's near consensus. I've voted to end cash bail for violent crimes, for violent felonies, and misdemeanors in the assembly. The devil is always in the details with issues like that. There are a number of cash bail proposals that are out there. Some of them wipe out cash bail for basically all crimes. Some of them are just for nonviolent crimes. And so that's something that needs to be carefully looked at, but I've supported it conceptually and think it's an extremely important issue. I voted for the bill while I was in the assembly. And marijuana, look, there's obviously momentum behind legalizing recreational marijuana. That's something else that needs to be done very carefully. I strongly support the medical marijuana program, and I think it's by and large worked, although it was too narrow when we initially passed it, and really it was the governor who narrowed that program. We wanted a more expansive one at the legislature, but it's worked. And my personal feeling ought to be the next step should be decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana. I think it's crazy that anyone could go to jail for being caught a few times with marijuana. This is something that's happening disproportionately in communities of color, and that needs to end. And then if that works, then let's move to full legalization.
He says it appears the momentum is headed toward immediate full legalization of recreational marijuana. Skoufis formally steps into his role as chair the first day of the legislative session, January 9th. The 39th Senate District includes parts of Orange, Rockland, and Ulster counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.